I am surprised. I really didn't think you'd ask me. I mean, we only talk about this in the bedroom. I never thought I'd hear you ask when you were in an unaroused state. You really want it to happen, don't you, honey? It's time for your cuckold fantasy to become a reality. Very well, then. I'll keep my promise to you. I'll arrange for you to watch me with another man. Just think, baby. Soon you'll see how a real man with a long, thick dick takes care of your wife's pussy. I'll suck the cum from the tip of his juicy cock. I won't need to tell you stories to get you hard anymore. Pretty soon you'll be able to rely on memories for excitement. Oh, yeah, sweetie. At long last, as promised, I'm gonna let you watch me fuck another man. Here's a bonus for you, darling. When he and I are done fucking, I'll let you lick my cream pie clean. Oh my. You better sit down, honey. Your legs are shaking. Ooh. And your little dickie is hard. I better tell you what your path to being a willing cuckold's gonna look like. Honey, we've been enjoying bedroom cuckold fantasies for a long time. You know how wet and excited I get describing to you all the nasty things that I do with other men. And I'm sure that deep down you know that I have cheated on you. You know the hot talk stories I tell you in bed when I have your little cock in my hand have some elements of truth in them. Yeah, honey. If you don't know for sure, let me tell you right now, truthfully, I have cheated on you, and I will again. Very soon, in fact. That's right, sweetie. I suck and fuck other men, and I love it. Now I'm sure you love it too. My current lover's name is Dave. There have been others. Ever since you first told me your fantasy, I've been living it. Every time you ask me to play your cuckold fantasy game, I went out and fucked another man for real. The more you begged me to do it, the harder and longer I wanted to be fucked. I couldn't honestly count or even remember how many times or how many men I've been with. Oh, honey, I've spent so many hours on my back taking a pounding from thick, hard cocks. Time after time of meeting men, knowing each and every one of them would shoot loads of thick hot cum deep in my womb. You've made me into such a married slut. Here's a juicy tidbit for you. I've fucked more men since we've been married than I ever did in all my single life. Remember, I was dating John when I let you fuck me the first time. I guess even then you knew I would eventually cheat on you too. I think that's why you love it so much. You like it because you knew that I was that kind of girl. A slutty girl that cheated on her boyfriend and would surely cheat on her husband. You knew I'd have to become a slutty wife if I married a little dickie like you. Tomorrow night, I'm going to meet Dave at the Roadhouse. I want you to watch me with him from across the room. Don't let on that you know me. After you've seen him, watched us for a while, leave. I want you to have a good long look at me flirting with him, touching him, kissing him, my tongue in his mouth and all. Picture that in your mind. Then, just go home and wait. You can spend the evening imagining what I'm doing with him. That's right, honey. You go home, and I'll go off with Dave. And you know exactly what I'm going to be doing much later, after I've been completely satisfied by my lover. I'll bring my cum-filled pussy home to you. That'll be the real test for you, won't it? I'm very curious to know how you'll react when you see another man's cum leak out of my swollen, stretched pussy. I hope you'll lick me and taste him. If you can handle that, I'll arrange for you to sit and watch us. Why don't you come into the bedroom with me? That's it. Get all nice and naked. Your little dickie is so hard. Is your little dickie hard because it excites you to hear me admit that I've been fucking other men? Or is it hard because tomorrow you know I'm going to be fucking another man? It doesn't matter anyway. The important thing is that your wife and another man are going to be doing all sorts of wonderful things to each other. I think my homecoming tomorrow is going to go something like this. Honey, I'm home from my date with Dave. Did you like my little show before you left the restaurant? It was so erotic seeing you there watching me flirt with him. I would have loved to have been able to drop to my knees and have you watch me suck his thick, juicy cock right there, right then. But I had to wait until we were alone to get his big, stiff cock in my mouth. I gave him an extra long blowjob tonight. Come here and kiss me. Does the smell of sex fill your nostrils? It should. Touch my vagina. Feel that. It's sticky and wet. That's it, honey. Stick your finger in me. Now taste it. Taste his cum. His hot, sticky cum. You know now that you are a cuckold. Just like I promised, I've returned to you full of another man's cum. That's your proof that I had his cock in my pussy. That I fucked another man and let him come so deep inside me. All day long, I couldn't think about anything at all except fucking Dave. That's right, honey. All day, I was thinking about cheating on you. Thought about his long cock inside me. Thought about him pounding my pussy. He fucks me so good, honey. He makes me feel so good. I thought about how strange it is that you would want me to make you a cuckold. By the time we saw you at the roadhouse, I just wanted to show you the man that I was gonna fucking see you leave. I was so excited flirting with him while you watched. I know I will behave ever so dirty when you watch us fucking. I hope you haven't changed your mind about that. When you left, I knew you wanted me to fuck him. Frankly, I was gonna fuck him regardless of anything you said or did at the restaurant. We left right after you did. I told Dave you could eat me. I'd be his dinner. My pussy was so wet. My nipples were hard. Dave's married too, so we had to go to a motel. I like the idea of fucking another woman's man. Oh, and what a man he is. She'll never keep him faithful. Just like you'll never keep me faithful either. You gave me the hunger for a long, thick cock. You made me desire another man's juicy dick. As soon as we locked the motel door, we slowly undressed each other. It was very erotic. Playfully, seductively. Our clothes one by one tumbled to the floor. We rolled naked on the bed, sharing deep kisses and touching, feeling. The lust between us was overwhelming, and I asked him to make love to me. He quickly mounted me and slid his cock deep into me. It was truly magnificent. Knowing you were home, picturing us together, just added to my excitement. You were here thinking of us, weren't you? Did you stroke yourself thinking about me having sex with him? You did. You were home stroking little dickie, knowing I was out fucking a man-sized cock. Did you close your eyes and ever so slowly stroke as you thought about his cock entering me? Did you bring yourself off as you pictured him bringing me to orgasm after orgasm? Of course you did. I'm not surprised. Imagine, while you were home alone jerking off, thinking about me fucking another man, I was having the most incredible sexual experience I've ever had. Oh, it was a combination of everything that made this one night of sex so great. Not just Dave and his big cock, but knowing that you wanted it for me, too. My first orgasm was almost instant. I came almost as soon as the head of his big cock entered me. Dave knew I was just getting started, and he slowly pushed it all the way inside me. Filling me, stretching me, pushing deeper than you could ever imagine. Then, slowly, he started to move in and out. Once he got going, he just moved his cock like a piston. All of his cock going in and out, smoothly in perfect rhythm to my thrusts. So strong and forceful. I had tiny waves of a continual orgasm. I almost passed out when he finally came and filled me up. After he came in me, we rested in each other's arms, fondling and kissing. Soon I reached for his big cock and slowly rubbed it back and forth until it was fully hard again. I moved myself so my head was down between his legs and licked the tip of his cock. I licked the tip of his big cock much the same way I'm licking your little cock now. Do you think he liked it? I sure enjoyed sucking it. I love the feel of that big cock between my lips. Oh, yeah. Think about how I enjoyed another man's cock in my mouth. He's so much bigger than you. It's so much better to suck a big cock. Because there's so much there more. Because there's so much more to enjoy. I gave my lover a very long blowjob. I licked his big cock up and down, nibbling the end with each trip. I know you want to watch me suck his cock. I know it's all part of your fantasy to watch me lick and suck another man's cock. Soon, baby. Soon you'll see it. Very soon, I'll let you watch me with him. And when I do, you'll see a whole lot more than just a blowjob. Dave came in my mouth tonight. Could you taste him on my tongue when you kissed me? When Dave was getting close to coming, he just took my head in his hands and slowly began to fuck my mouth. You and I have never done that, and we probably never will, but I accepted his cock right down my throat. He kept fucking my mouth until he came. Can you picture another man fucking my mouth? He used my mouth like a pussy. Then he shot a load of hot sperm into my mouth, down my throat, and pulled out and moved his cock across my lips. I kissed him, licked the final drops with my tongue. I swallowed every delicious drop of his cum, and then I licked him clean. And we took a shower together, soaping and washing each other. We must have spent half an hour in the shower. He took me from behind in the shower. I never knew how much I enjoyed that position. Of course, until Dave, I'd never been put in that position. What do you think, honey? Your cock-sucking, cum-eating wife just got fucked from behind in a shower? That makes your little dicky hard, doesn't it? I am so into this guy. After we dried off, we were right back on the bed. Dave moved right in between my legs and began to lick my pussy. You know I love to have my pussy licked. Like I told you, it's all you're good at. And guys with big cocks can do it too. Sort of makes you unnecessary, doesn't it? Oh, you like that. Being unnecessary because your wife's out getting all her needs taken care of by other men. Well, Dave is very good at licking my pussy. He made me come with his special technique. He licked my clit slowly up and down, back and forth. He drove his tongue in and out of my pussy. He surprised me when he gave my asshole a tongue bath, too. I loved it. I pushed my hips against his face and just came in waves of orgasm. It's a pity you never thought to do it. In time, I know Dave will show me many more new things. I want to come home to you with the sloppy proof that you were a cuckold, so we fucked one more time. This time he laid down on the bottom and I rode on top. I controlled the pace and we fucked slowly. I raised up high until the tip of his big cock almost slipped out, and then I dropped back down until all of it was in me. Oh, he must be over 8 inches long, and it was all inside me. Oh, that fucking lasted for a long time. He's got such great stamina. And I am so wonderfully sore. You're ready to come, aren't you? Okay, count to five. One, your wife fucks other men. Two, tomorrow your wife's gonna be with another man. Three, I'll suck his thick, juicy cock and let him come in my mouth and swallow his load. Four, I'm gonna fuck him bareback and let him come deep in my pussy. Five, I'm going to bring my wet, cum-filled pussy home to you. I promise.
Why, thank you. Another cum load for me.